Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
On tonight's news, Becky Lynch teases a WrestleMania appearance tonight.
Stephanie McMahon reveals a crazy pitch from said Lynch.
WWE reveal the WrestleMania set.
And a Mania match has been confirmed, like a change to it, and we've got all the fallout from the WrestleMania SmackDown stuff. There's a lot, Phil, there's a lot.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the news time? It's WrestleMania Day! Happy WrestleMania Day, everyone. Before we get into the news today, make sure to subscribe to the channel, like the video, comment down below what you think of all of today's stories, and links to each story is in the description below. Click the timestamps and away you go. So, first up, Becky Lynch has been teasing things on Twitter. She does love a good tease, doesn't she? And I'm just going to show this tweet straight off, but here it is. She says, "Nothing is guaranteed here tonight, only now eternally." So if you take that on face value, it's a little bit gibberish, but if you read down the letters at the left-hand side, it says night one. Now, originally, this was all I read into this tweet, I'm not going to lie, but Reddit user Gonna Blame the Movies has read a whole lot more into this as a whole thing. So, I'm gonna break it all down for you here. So the picture in it is of Becky's back. She's like doing a workout and you can see her back. So if you put that together with the hint in the text, it says Becky's back night one. Not only that, she's wearing a Corvette t-shirt with a red 53 on the back. There's a Prince song, a very good Prince song, I love a good Prince song, called Little Red Corvette. If you count to the 53rd word in that song, you get to the line, but it was Saturday night. And the little red in Little Red Corvette, Becky Lynch is a redhead, it all ties in together. There's so many layers in this, so many layers. It's absolutely ridiculous. And also on this Reddit post, like further down, a Reddit user called Tony Tempest said that she is genuinely in Tampa. The picture was taken in the open plan gym that I know a lot of the wrestlers frequent. So, all that put together, is Becky Lynch going to be returning at WrestleMania on night one?
My head fell off bad then, because the back thing, I was like, oh, that's cute. Oh, Becky's back. Ugh. And then... What? The little red Corvette? This is insane, right? Because this is one of those things where we could all just be sat here going, oh, yeah, we're reading too far into it. This is just, like, fans being overexcited. That is too much detail. I'm sorry. Yeah. And if that's just a coincidence, freakish. That's a freakish coincidence.
Absolutely.
But let's think about it. Becky Lynch has been missing now since, well, like, May of last year. Had a lot of time to plan your comeback. And as we're going to say very quickly, I'm just about to read off another story. It seems as though her mind is immersed in wrestling. So
Absolutely.
She's obsessed with making this as big and as epic and as must-see as possible because she wants to be the talk of the town. She's Becky Lynch, she's the man, this is what she does. So part of my mind's going, oh, this is just us wrestling fans reading too far into it. We've been hurt before, all that stupid stuff. But then equally, I've got a lot of faith in Becky Lynch and the fact that she adores this business and will put absolute that level of detail into something that could just be a comeback segment with Bayley, Ding Dong Hello. It could just be that, which would still be great, but... Can you see what this has done to my head,
Absolutely,
Phil?
Literally, I read this morning and I was like, oh, that's cool. We're definitely going to be talking about that on the news. And then kind of moved on with my life. And then saw this Reddit post and I'm like, oh my God, I am bad at my job. I should be reading into this way more. This is the level that Bray Wyatt aspires to be at.
There are levels to this game, ladies and gentlemen. Bring it up.
The Twitter king of Becky Lynch is back.
In the vein of this, in the vein of Becky Lynch potentially returning, Stephanie McMahon has also been talking about Becky Lynch. Like, she's just been, for somebody who's not officially confirmed on this card, she's been the talk of the town. It's crazy. But she was talking about Lynch again on the Bill Simmons podcast, and she brought up quite an insane story, because, like, she's obviously, she was in contact with Lynch all the way through her pregnancy and, like, up to the point she gave birth, and it was, like, a lovely moment, yay. But she said she was talking to her just after the pregnancy, and in her words, she said, "I kept talking to Becky Lynch all during her pregnancy, then afterwards, she was actually pitching somebody jumping her in the maternity ward." Becky Lynch does not sleep, folks. She was thinking of working right up until the moment she gave birth. Just after, she wanted a full-on Stone Cold Steve Austin, like, saucer pan to the head moment, but, like, the baby's in the car. It just would have been mad.
The baby's in the saucepan.
Yeah, exactly. Bang, just a debut for Rue. Like, she has a match at WrestleMania. It'd be great. Like, that just...
Hey, yeah, when life gives you babies, make a wrestling story, I guess. This is an old Mick Foley thing about, like, never letting go of any things that happen in sort of vaguely in the wrestling world in your personal life, because you can always make it into a story.
It would have been mad. It would have been mad. Yeah, life gives you babies, make baby nade. That's where we're at here. So, yeah, and she also said on the back of this, she was saying that Lynch is itching to get back. So she cannot wait for a return. And then when she was asked whether, oh, is Lynch going to be making a comeback at WrestleMania? I assume this interview happened before the big tease on Instagram, but she answered this and said, "You never know about this weekend." So it's official, Phil. She's returning on night one.
100%. Yeah, I have no idea whether she will or not. I could see it maybe a Raw after WrestleMania, although it's not going to be the same without a crowd at the Raw after WrestleMania, because you're not going to get those big return pops that we've all come to know and love. But whatever happens, Becky Lynch, sooner the better in my eyes. Like, she's absolutely fantastic. She's sorely missed. But she has just had a baby, so give her some time to recover from that. It's quite a shocking thing for your body to go through.
Yeah, there's one thing lifting weights after giving birth, which, again, isn't very easy at all. Like, that's an incredibly hard thing to do. It's another thing taking bumps. Like, when you've had a bump, taking a bump, very hard.
Indeed, but talking about taking bumps, something was surely going to come off the top of this, because WWE have revealed the set for WrestleMania. And it's a giant pirate ship, of course it is. We've seen the little drone footage that's been floating about recently this week, but they've done the full-on big reveal with loads of plundering jokes, because pirates, I guess. And then Corey Graves was like, "Light the cannons!" And then loads of fireworks went off. I'd love to see WWE's firework budget for WrestleMania. It's absolutely ludicrous.
I mean,
they just use them all the time.
If we're going to talk about, like, I think Roman Reigns dropped a bombshell, like, on SmackDown. He said in his promo at the end of it, he was like, "Oh, when I win," and they set off $1 million worth of fireworks, I was like, "Beg your pardon?"
Hello? Well, they set up about $1 million here. And yeah, it's a massive pirate set. I'll put up some pictures of it now. There's cannons, there's screens everywhere. It looks pretty great, let's face it.
Yeah, it does. Like, just seeing fireworks come out of the cannons was just, like, I think Michael Sidgwick posted something on Twitter. He's known to be quite a harsh critic of WWE, and understandably so at times, but even he was just like, "This looks just hilarious and brilliant, and it's just got everyone so good." It's what we wanted. It's what I've been wanting for about 2 years now, and they've delivered. They kind of had to. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah. I assume they'd built it for last year's, and they've just kept it in storage for this year. And that's why they were so desperate to go back to this specific stadium, because they've already spent all this money, goddammit. Yeah, but it looks fantastic. It's stupid, it's massive, it's WrestleMania.
I love it, I love it. And speaking of WrestleMania, obviously we had the WrestleMania edition of SmackDown, because the show is 2 nights long and we still couldn't fit other people onto it. So that's a thing in itself, we've talked about that. But we had a lot of things go down. We had the Andre the Giant 2021 Memorial Battle Royal, and that was won by Jey Uso. He broke the spell, the losing streak since November.
He did.
In a big old way, he knocked Shinsuke Nakamura, like, out for the win. It was like he did a T-bone suplex. It was mad. So he won that match. The Dirty Dogs retained their SmackDown Championships in that Fatal 4-Way match, so we didn't get the Mysterio moment. But, well, they wanted that in front of live crowds anyway, so that's probably not the worst thing in the world. Then also, a big confirmation. Brace yourself here, Phil. Brace yourself. We had a big confirmation of two people being entered into a certain tag team turmoil match, which is going to be going down on WrestleMania Night 1. And none other than Carmella and Billy Kay are going to be teaming up together. They're going to be thrown in. It was like, we kind of knew this was coming, but it hadn't been officially confirmed. But it was confirmed because all the women had a big brawl backstage, because that's just how you book these things, apparently. So let's not focus on that. Let's focus on Billy Kay. She's in there. We finally got a Mania spot. Hopefully they win the whole damn thing and win the belts. And then another huge announcement, which I don't think it happened on the show itself. It might have happened just before it or just after it. I'm not 100% sure. But we had the WWE announced that the main event for night one of WrestleMania 37 tonight is going to be Sasha Banks versus Bianca Belair. So we've had a rough old journey. Let's be honest. We've had a rough old journey to get to this match. But we got what we wanted. It's going to main event one of the nights. And understandably so. Look at that match.
Yeah, absolutely. It's such a shame that they've just bungled this feud and the build-up to it. But you know the match itself is going to be absolute fire because those two are really, really good at what they do. So hopefully they can just make us completely forget about the last 3 months and just remember Royal Rumble moment, Mania moment, skip everything in between.
Reginald running for the win!
Oh, God, please no.
It's coming.
That was the news. Let's move over to your Twitter questions because it's WrestleMania Day and everyone's excited. So the first question comes from Jake King, who says, Happy WrestleMania Day, funnily enough. What match do you think will start the show tonight? Also, it's my 27th birthday today. Any chance of a shout out from the Saturday News team?
No.
Happy birthday, Jake.
No, happy birthday.
You evil man. You are a terrible person.
No, happy birthday, man. What a day to have your birthday.
Indeed, WrestleMania. Why don't we get birthday gift? And WWE announced, was it yesterday as well, that Bobby Lashley and Drew McIntyre will be the first match of the show. So you've got to imagine Drew McIntyre is going to win that now, because they're not going to want to start the show with a heel winning when the first crowd back.
I mean, big shame that the first pop of the night won't be to Tamina's soundtrack theme song when she comes out. She's been the most over person in the company for quite some time. So that's a bit of a shame in itself. But yeah, Drew, like, they've got to do it. They've got to have just the Drew McIntyre bagpipes and and everyone will go nuts. It'll be great.
I hope he brings back the countdown to the Claymore in there somewhere as well.
Oh, he's got to. Well, he's been teasing it over the last couple of weeks, hasn't he? And like, it's just the WWE production team just haven't been quite in sync, bless them. Like, they're having a go. But yeah, that's...
They're better at making train noises than counting, it seems.
And telling Roman Reigns he tapped out.
Next question comes from Dustin Sensenig, I guess. Sensenig? Don't know. Sorry if I've completely pronounced that wrong. He says, morning, lads. Here is Tiana behind my Rated R spinner belt. His dog, obviously. That's why I chose this question. Not going to lie. With WrestleMania being two nights this weekend and last year, can they go back to one night, or is this the format moving forwards?
I sure as hell hope it's the format going forward, just purely because, particularly us British fans, 7 to 10 hours worth of wrestling at the time it lands.
Yeah.
Not the greatest thing for the old mind, body and soul. But I think WWE have been teasing that it might go back to one night after this. I think it's just such a freak circumstance and just the perfect storm they've had to do it. They've just tried to expand the amount of people that they can get into the stadium by doing this over two nights. So I think after this, if the world is in a better situation, maybe it's going back to the old dark ways.
Yeah, it does feel like it's not their long-term plan for it, but I do hope it becomes their long-term plan for it, because you weren't working for us yet.
Just rub it in.
But we were at WrestleMania 35 at the MetLife Stadium, and after an eight-hour show, including the pre-show, everyone in that arena was absolutely knackered for the end of it. And then all the travel and stuff issues that happened afterwards, like all the trains had stopped, all the buses had stopped because it was just so goddamn late. And then you had like 80,000 people trying to get an Uber at the same time. And funnily enough, it didn't work very well. So I think if they're going to keep shows as long as they were becoming before this, goddamn, I hope they split them up into two nights. Otherwise, they have to bring the shows back down to like 5 hours max.
Yeah, and I mean,
just too much for a live crowd.
Just as a tiny little like prelude to WrestleMania, if you just look at night two of TakeOver Stand and Deliver, obviously we'll probably get into a bit of NXT stuff very soon, but like just look at the fans at the end of that night, they were zapped, and it was only just over a three-hour show, technically, with the pre-show. They were zapped. They were battered, and there was only a couple of matches on that card. So I think...
For the long shows, it's just really harsh for who goes on last, because the crowd just... They lose all steam. They've had too many beers and they just cheered too much already. Their voices are already gone and it's, yeah.
And it's been a year. We've lost our stamina, Phil. Like, we have not had a chance to build it back up again.
Absolutely. So the final question comes from Mark Salad, who says, Morning Legends, happy Saturday. Thoughts on what will happen to Bobby Fish with the Undisputed Era done?
It's an interesting one because you feel like Roderick Strong's got his own new arc that he's going down where he's just trying to find who he is again. He's shunning the world, really, just to figure out who he is, which is a really cool, compelling arc. I'm interested in that. Bobby Fish, it's a hard one because he got injured at the time he did. He's been so disconnected from it, from the real fallout.
Like the odd one out, almost, even though the idea was for it to be him in the first place. It wasn't supposed to be Roderick Strong. He only got in because Bobby Fish got injured. So it was such an unfortunate timing. And for what the Undisputed Era eventually like became, that it kind of just always felt like he was just the fourth wheel, almost.
Yeah, so like I kind of see where he's going. But with Bobby Fish, it's a tough one. I can see him maybe coming back and trying to form an alliance with either Kyle O'Reilly or Adam Cole. I can't see him being as successful just on his own. Not that he's not a brilliant wrestler. He absolutely is. But I just think he works better as a unit because I think he's such a good hired gun for what he brings to the table. It'll be interesting because I think Kyle O'Reilly will want to go out and strike out and do his own thing. I think Adam Cole maybe could just still be an absolute like swine and get him in, just have him as like somebody who can just cost like other people matches like that. I could see that potentially, but I think the fact that we're asking that is a good thing because we care about it. Like I think if we were just going, they've crapped the bed with this, so I don't care about it, that'd be bad. But it's going to be interesting after that match, especially at the end of TakeOver Night 2. You can call it an epic if you like. I call it a little bit of a slog at times. It was a big old just slobber knocker, to coin JR's phrase. It's going to be definitely interesting, Phil. The fact I can talk about it for this long tells you everything.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not like he hasn't done the single stuff before. He was doing it on the independent scene before, although he's kind of always been involved in some kind of tag team or another. So yeah, like you say, very interesting to see what they do. But that is today's news. It's WrestleMania Day! So we've got loads of content coming up. We've got ups and downs for SmackDown coming. We've got a WrestleMania quiz that I assume will be going out later on today.
Don't want to talk about the quiz, Phil.
You don't want to talk about any quizzes. And then, of course, we've got the live stream for WrestleMania. Night 1 is going to be Adam Nicholas and Andy Murray. Night 2 is going to be me and Adam Wilborn. So come join us for that. But why not follow us on Twitter? That's another thing that you can do. You can follow all of us at WhatCultureWWE. You can follow me at Phil My Chambers, and you can follow Gareth
at GMorgan04, and be sure to go and tune into the news tomorrow morning because it's going to be me and Ben Roy, and we're going to be half asleep because we're going to stay up all night, watch WrestleMania, and just bring you the news.
Excellent. So yeah, loads and loads of content coming over the weekend, so have yourselves a bloody good WrestleMania weekend, and yeah, have yourselves a bloody good day too. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.